As the pain numbed, Akira slowly rolled onto his stomach and crawled up the creek bed to retrieve his rifle. 12 blurred figures emerged on the hilltop above him, his comrades. Akira blinked again, his vision clearing enough to see the soldiers' energy swords, energy axes, and rifles. Armored helmets with slitted viewports stared down on him. A comet marked the soldiers' chests, the logo of the Coalition. These were not his comrades. Akira rose to a crouch, swiftly brought up his plasma rifle, and fired a concentrated burst of bolts into the nearest figures. Three of them toppled and rolled down the hill. His rifle stopped firing, but Akira pulled the trigger over and over, not realizing he was out of ammo until the Coalition soldier standing above him started laughing. Akira tossed the spent rifle, spun to the left, and plopped down on his backside and let gravity pull him down the slick mud to the water's edge. The stallion, off to the right, limped on three legs, whinnying, one of the prosthetics smoking from a direct plasma bolt, holding up the injured leg. The beast backed away as Akira got to his feet, reached over his shoulder, and drew his energy cutlass. He held the heated orange blade in both hands as the soldiers scurried down the hill toward him. There was no way he could take them all, and he couldn't outrun them. He recalled another quote from the Warrior Codex as he considered his limited options.
Courage is a decision that can evade death.
Raising his sword, Akira fell into a Shin no Kame defense stance, the same stance handed down from a family of warriors that dated back to the samurai. Samurai never surrendered, and like them, he stood his ground. As the first soldier raised an axe, Akira thrust his sword deep into the soldier's thick armor, plunging it through his heart. He drew the blade out as the second soldier swung a sword. Akira dodged the attack, and the bulky man, carried by momentum, lost his footing, falling into the mud on all fours. Akira pivoted, and with a downward stroke, removed the soldier's head from his neck.